This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Natasha Jarrett is a small business owner in Lismore. This is the second time her shop has gone under in 4 years. Natasha, how are you feeling today?
I'm not feeling too good. I've been crying probably for the last 4 hours nonstop. I've just rang the SES and police to pick my parents up from their house to be evacuated.
Wow.
So,
overwhelming, yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
How much warning did you have that this flood was coming?
We had quite a bit of warning. It's been coming for a while. And we were watching the events over Brisbane as we buy from the Brisbane markets as well. So they were flooded. So we knew we were going to get that rain down here. So we knew we were going to get some kind of flood, but we didn't know how big. 5 years ago, we had the 2017 flood, and it was about 1.5 metres into our shop.
Wow.
And this time we packed higher than that. We packed about 2 metres, 2.5 metres. And from my last message to the manager, the water was going over the second level in the shopping centre. And we packed all of our fridges, our bins upstairs on the second level. So we've lost everything.
Oh, my goodness. So what happens in a situation like this where all your stock and, as you said, fridges and things like that are destroyed? Like, do you have any idea what's involved in sort of getting back into business after an event like this?
After the last one, we got our fridges up and everything up. And so we just need to clean out the shop and get going.
Yeah, right. So this will be harder then.
Our cool room is probably completely broken. Our fridges, our bins, everything that we've put on the second level that we thought was safe will be ruined. Literally our whole shop, our everything. One good thing, we are very close with our local farmers and have a great relationship. And we called one of our farmers yesterday morning to see what they could do. And he brought in his big truck and got all of our produce out and has taken it out to their big cool room on their farm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we got the produce out this time. Last time we lost all the produce and everything. But this time we've lost all the big things.
And so you're going to have to be thinking pretty soon about what you do with that produce, and right, in terms of, you know, moving it as well without a functional shop. So, yeah.
We own another shop in Austerville, which is about 20 minutes away from Lismore.
Okay.
And we've just tried driving out to Austerville and out to the farm to pick up the produce to bring out to Austerville because it's not flooded and we can't get to the farm. So at the moment, we've just got what we have in our Austerville shop, but Brisbane markets are completely shut. Farms are shut, roads are shut, so going to get to a point where there'll be no produce at all.
And so I know you, when I was calling you, I think you were at the supermarket, is that right? So
yeah.
What's the scene like at the supermarket? That's often a way of sort of knowing what's on people's minds.
I've stopped into Austerville because we had to come out to our Austerville shop. We're trying to get some stuff out here.
Veg.
And out here, it's a very different situation.
Because the flooding's not as severe there. Okay, sure.
There's no flood here at the moment. It's just flash flooding and roads under, whereas in Lismore, I haven't looked at the meter read in a while, but I'm going to guess it's around 13.5 metres in the whole of Lismore.
And so you mentioned your parents, I think, or that they needed to be evacuated. Can you tell us what's the situation like for them?
They are in South Lismore and they're on a higher part of South Lismore.
Okay.
So their house is probably one of the last, it's a two-story house. Their house is probably one of the last ones to actually get water on the second story. There has been people needing to be evacuated from their rooms from early hours this morning. I heard there was a pregnant lady on her roof.
Oh.
It's yeah, it's really not good. It's the pictures and videos I've seen. Lismore is not going great.
It sounds like a very, very challenging situation, and the SES, I know, are doing their best in boats trying to get people out, but obviously it takes a long time.
It does.
Is it raining at the moment?
Yeah, it hasn't stopped. It's torrential.
I just can't imagine being on a roof in torrential rain.
It's torrential. Like, it's unbelievable. Rain. We haven't seen anything like this, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon at this rate.
Wow, what a challenging situation. And we're thinking of you with your business too and just getting back on your feet. And look, let's keep in touch. We'd love to hear how you're going in a week or so and if there's anything we can all do to help you guys out.
No worries, thank you.
Yeah.
And our town is going to need a lot of support. This is the biggest thing we've ever seen in many people's lifetimes. And we've just backed it off, come off the back of coronavirus. So, yeah,
it's been a really, really tough season. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look, thank you for taking the time out to talk to me. We're sending you guys, heaps of love and prayers today, and just stay safe. And yeah, I'm sure many people in Sydney will be very keen to, do what we can to support you guys going through such a rough time up there.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate everyone's thoughts and everything could help us get through this time.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Natasha. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much.
That's Natasha Jarrett, a small business owner in Lismore, dealing with a second lot of floods in just 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, obviously very, very tough times for them up there in Lismore.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.